This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are here today with Dr. Peter Small, Senior Program Officer for Tuberculosis at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Calling in from the Foundation's office in Seattle, Washington, Dr. Small, thank you for this opportunity to discuss this timely and critically important issue.
Thank you.
Dr. Small will be in Washington, D.C., speaking at CSIS on March 17, 2009, to discuss the status of global TB control and the innovations in research and development needed to address tuberculosis in high-burden countries. MDR-XDR-TB stands for multi-drug and extensive drug-resistant tuberculosis, and these are highly resistant strains of the disease that in many cases make the traditional treatment of tuberculosis impossible. Dr. Small, should MDR-TB and XDR-TB concern everyday Americans?
Tuberculosis is a global problem, and we can no longer afford to keep ignoring it. Last year, there were more than 9 million cases and 1.7 million deaths due to tuberculosis. These deaths are made all the more tragic by the fact that most of them are preventable. However, when tuberculosis is mistreated, it becomes drug-resistant. And when there's drug-resistant TB anywhere, there's drug-resistant TB everywhere. If there's a silver lining to this cloud, it's that drug resistance has become a wake-up call to the tuberculosis community and is stimulating scientists and industry to develop innovative new approaches for controlling the disease.
And how has the U.S. government engagement on tuberculosis, both on the research side and the diagnosis and treatment side, evolved over time?
Tuberculosis should be a point of great pride for every American. The U.S. National Institutes of Health is funding some of the world's most important basic research. The U.S. President's Emergency Program for AIDS Relief is recognizing that tuberculosis is the leading cause of death amongst people living with HIV/AIDS, is providing access to tuberculosis therapy for many people. And the USAID has made a huge impact on drug-resistant TB in Eastern Europe in particular. We're entering a time in which it's going to be increasingly difficult to honor our commitments given the economic situation, but that is the right thing to do.
Well, as you know, on April 1st, there's going to be a high-level meeting of MDR and XDR-TB countries in Beijing, China. Can you tell us a little more about this? What is the significance of this meeting?
Yes, China will be convening ministers of health from 27 countries to address the prevention and control of drug-resistant TB. This is very clear evidence that the world leaders are taking tuberculosis seriously. I think it's particularly exciting that China is taking the lead on this. They not only have about 14% of the world's tuberculosis and a third of the world's drug-resistant tuberculosis, but importantly, they also have the political commitment, the love of innovation, and the resources to address these problems. But there will be more than a high-level meeting in which leaders will be making promises. On the second and third day of the meeting, the national TB program controllers themselves from these countries will be sitting together, rolling up their sleeves, sharing best practices, and coming up with concrete action plans for the next 5 years.
If tuberculosis is primarily a problem in developing and emerging countries, what can the governments of these countries do to stem the problem, and how can the U.S. support these countries in these efforts?
Numerically, the global battle against tuberculosis will be won or lost in the emerging economies. Brazil, China, India, South Africa, Indonesia, Russia, together these countries have 45% of the world's tuberculosis and more than half of the drug-resistant TB. It's very encouraging to see the emerging economies taking leadership in taking care of their own problems with drug-resistant tuberculosis, which will free up the commitments made by the rich world to address these problems in those countries who are truly poor and unable to help themselves.
Dr. Small, thank you so much for joining us. This was Dr. Peter Small of the Gates Foundation, who will be again at CSIS on March 17, 2009. You can find out more information about this at www.csis.org/globalhealth.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.